With the nation reflecting on the 10-year anniversary of September 11th, the Edwards Farm Drop Zone set the stage for a special U.S. Army Airborne Training event that was part of a 9/11 commemorative weekend. It was organized by the 426th Civil Affairs Battalion from Upland, California, and the Association of the United States Army Inland Empire Chapter. The event honored those who are serving, have served, and those who have given all. Brigadier General Gary Medvedgie is the commanding general of the 351st Civil Affairs Command.
This is our second year in a row doing it, a joint effort with Edwards Air Force Base, and this year with the Marines. The Marines provided our C-130s and Edwards the drop zone. And of course we rigged up and took off from March Air Force Base. So it's a joint effort.
Following the proficiency jumps, U.S. Army paratroopers were presented with German parachutist badges by Lieutenant Colonel Chris Bacher of the German Armed Forces after receiving instructions from a German jumpmaster. Aside from the crowd of family and friends in attendance, World War II veterans and former Army paratroopers, retired Sergeant Major Robert Fortes and Arthur Peterson, watched Army paratroopers perform a training jump. They enjoyed the opportunity to convene with soldiers and remind everyone of this nation's heroic airborne past. To this day, Mr. Peterson continues to serve U.S. veterans of all wars. Arthur Peterson is a World War II D-Day veteran who was with the 101st Airborne Division.
I support all veterans. I don't care where you serve. I belong to the American Legion, to the DAV, Purple Heart, even the Korean veterans. I belong to the chapter. I never was in Korea, but they're veterans. That's all I care. And for the last 16 years, I've been doing work at the VA clinic because I meet a lot of guys or the new kids that come in from Iraq and Bill.
We were honored. We had two World War II vets from the 101st and 82nd Airborne, storied past of our paratrooper history that goes to World War II. And these gentlemen had several combat jumps between them, from the D-Day invasion to Market Garden. Market Garden particularly is a relevant reminder of how dangerous airborne operations can be.
After the jumps ended, with troops formed up before a Tribute to Fallen Soldiers display, General Medvedgie presided over a solemn 9/11 remembrance ceremony.
Between the 7th PSYOP group and the 351st, we've lost 18 soldiers in this war. A very heavy price for our respective commands. But today also, Patriots Day, we are paying respect to the police, firemen, public first responders, and all those who died that day.
Jet Fabera, Edwards Air Force Base, California.